Welcome to Night Lights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to Black Pride Soul Jazz from the late 1960s and early 1970s. It's Say It Loud, coming up on this edition of Night Lights.
Thank you.
organist Freddie Roach performing his composition in the title track from his 1966 Blue Note LP, Brown Sugar, accompanied by Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Eddie Wright on guitar, and Clarence Johnston on drums. Roach said the piece was inspired by watching African-American dancers in a bar where he performed. "I watched that multitude of people pulsing, boiling, melting, looking for all the world like sweet fudge," Roach wrote in the album's original liner notes. "I thought, this is my favorite dessert, brown sugar. If only I could make an album that had this feeling." This was the fourth of five LPs that Roach, who'd worked with several soul jazz saxophonists in the 1960s, recorded for Blue Note. We're playing Black Pride soul jazz from the late 1960s and the early 1970s on this edition of Nightlights. Black Pride themes were not entirely absent from jazz before then. Albums such as Sonny Rollins' The Freedom Suite, Max Roach's We Insist, and many of the works of Duke Ellington and Charles Mingus struck similar notes in their assertions of African-American identity. Such themes became even more prevalent in the mid to late 1960s as some civil rights activists like Stokely Carmichael moved away from Martin Luther King's leadership and proclaimed a doctrine of black power. Jazz artists such as Lou Donaldson, Jackie McLean, Nina Simone, and Rahsaan Roland Kirk incorporated various versions of this message into their music, and we'll hear from all of them during the program, along with this, one of the most famous anthems from that era by an artist who had a strong influence on later rap acts like Public Enemy, Gil Scott-Heron, with his 1971 recording of The Revolution Will Not Be Televised on Nightlights.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29th District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
With your bad self. Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Like you need it.
I'm black and I'm proud. Thank you.
Alto saxophonist Lou Donaldson doing James Brown's Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud from his 1969 Blue Note album Say It Loud, backed by Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Jimmy Ponder on guitar, Charles Erlin on organ, and Leo Morris on drums. Before that we heard Gil Scott-Heron from his 1971 album Pieces of a Man doing The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, backed by Hubert Laws on flute, Ron Carter on bass, and Pretty Purdy on drums. There are a number of recordings from this era that feature spoken word performances in jazz. Alto saxophonist Jackie McLean was playing a gig at Slug Saloon in New York City in the 1960s when he was approached by the Black Arts Movement writer Barbara Simmons, who recited a poem she'd written called Soul to him. McLean liked the poem so much that he invited Simmons to record it with him, with music composed by trombonist Gratian Moncour. Simmons said the atmosphere of the recording session, quote, was like physical love. You could feel that closeness in the room. Here I was, a neophyte at recording, and they gave me, not so much in words, but in emotion, such a strong sense of camaraderie. What I heard from them was, we're with you, baby. Be beautiful. Don't be afraid. Barbara Simmons in 1967 with a sextet led by Jackie McLean doing Soul on Nightlights.
Soul, soul, soul. Your soul. My soul. He soul. Fa soul. La soul. We soul. Soul. Do you know? Do you have it? Do I have it? Can you touch mine? I'll touch yours. Soul is an elastic man who lives in an invisible shell and drifts to heaven or to hell when you get shot or trip or slip on a banana peel left living in the street. Yeah, man. Soul is a trumpet. A trombone, a saxophone playing, baby. Eyes closed and crying notes. Spotting his soul. His elastic inside self. And grooving and crying. There's gotta be an explosion. No smoking, just beating hard hearts, made softer a moment. So, 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 your soul, my soul, his soul, my soul, my soul. His soul is way down deep in the bucket. Soul is way up high, flying around. Soul is sitting on the subway. Now you see me, and I see you, but nobody's looking. Soul is screaming, screeching, intonabulation. Soul. see it, but you touch it and see it. It moves you when you feel it, and you feel it if it moves you. It's the Holy Ghost, it's the seven seas, it's chicken pie and a bloody nose. The soul is the rhythmic beat of two flat feet thumping and bumping out. So, 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 so. Around in it. Listen, a beautiful South Sea island. The whistle of the waves, grass skirts, the whistle of a line of docks, smiling faces. You hear Mr. and Mrs. Westerville Dudley Hamilton. You hear. You're staying at the Hilton. You're registered. You're fed. You take a dip at the hotel pool. You think that's life. That ain't living. A dance. A drink. From a ceramic coconut. A piece of mint thrown on the side. A flower in Miss Dudley's hair. That's soul. You're told. But in the distance, drums beat, natives retreat, night grows dark, a fire starts to blow, and something magic gets going, hips moving and grooving. This ain't art, it's real moving. Do you hear me? Mr. Dudley, are you swinging? Are you swaying with Miss Dudley in that corseted moo-moo? Could you dig it if you knew it? Baby, you just spent your money and you blew it. Best you take that liner back with Donna. Singing 49er. Mm-mm. No soul. Uh-uh, baby. Absolutely no. Mm-mm. I tell you, no. No soul. Head of your emotional household, something in man believed to be the source of his spiritual being. Yeah, man. Soul is the holy rollers and all the unholy rollers move in their own kind of way. Soul is the swish and the swash of a fat behind with something good on her mind. Please, understand this. You can't go around spilling out pat definitions on soul. Cause soul is going down in the gutter down. And coming up strong. A rose with a gutter smell. And you love that smell. Won't lose that smell. Cause it's where you've been and you might go back. Heard a man say, I laughed all the breath out of my body. Now that's soul. Soul is burning for learning and learning to burn and singing for singing no more. It's an honest living, legal or illegal, when you're honest with yourself about life. Soul. is a heart. Cut out a watermelon rind, screaming, I want to vote! While the vein of its country chokes off its breath. See how deep soul can go? Anyhow, for those who don't understand soul, there is this word. You never will.
Barbara Simmons reciting her poem Soul, backed by Jackie McLean on alto sax, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Gracian Monker III on trombone, Lamont Johnson on piano, Scotty Hold on bass, and Rashid Ali on drums from the 1968 album Bout Soul. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Say It Loud on Nightlights. Playing Black Pride Soul Jazz, recorded in the late 1960s and the 1970s on this edition of Nightlights. Some musicians who played with Sun Ra in the 1960s, such as Charles Tolliver and Wendell Harrison, took a cue from their leader and went on to begin their own record labels in this period, taking the Black Power principle into a convergence of art and business. Harrison started Tribe Records out of Detroit, Michigan, along with trombonist Phil Ranelin. Among the artists in their collective were trumpeter Marcus Belgrave and pianist Harold McKinney. Many of the musicians who recorded for Tribe also worked as session men for Motown. Here's drummer and vocalist Doug Hammond with the Tribe recording Wake Up Brothers on Nightlights.
Ourselves in a flame and no other. Can't you see that the war is brought on by another, by another? Can't you see it's a game that's played on all the brothers, all the brothers? When the ones who do it to you turn you on yourself, then you fight a war and end up on the shelf. What a way to treat the people. No jobs but lies, the price is right. Fight a war, now crooked law. When are we to wake up, brothers?
that we're selling our souls in the game for the money. Who are you when we play on each other for fame? Why so phony? When are we to come up with a helpful new game making bad? Can't you see that whatever we do is a thing for new fads? It is time for us to do it for ourselves and get out the wall that put us on the shelves. Can't we see that we are dying for crumbs and cars, our family stars? We need some land to make a plan. When are we to wake up, brother?
Thank you.
Tribe out of Detroit, a 1973 recording called What We Need with Jamel Lee on vocals, and before that Doug Hammond on vocals, drums, and synthesizer doing Wake Up Brothers, both of those off Message from the Tribe, an anthology of Tribe Records 1972 through 1977. We'll close out with music from Donald Byrd, his recording of saxophonist Frank Foster's The Loud Minority, which was a kind of riposte to the term silent majority, much in vogue around 1970, and Rahsaan Roland Kirk doing Blackness. First, here's a recording from a woman who transcended a number of musical genres. She co-wrote this song in 1969, and it went on to become one of her biggest hits, recorded as well by Aretha Franklin, Donny Hathaway, Dionne Warwick, and others. The song was an homage to the singer's friend, playwright Lorraine Hansberry, author of Raisin in the Sun, Nina Simone, and Young, Gifted, and Black on Nightlights. Rahsaan Roland Kirk with his 1972 recording of Blackness from Dog Years in the Fourth Ring. Before that, Donald Byrd doing Frank Foster's The Loud Minority off his 1970 album Kofi. And we start off with Nina Simone doing Young, Gifted, and Black, a 1969 recording from Sugar in My Bowl. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Pascash and Dennis Tafe and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.